There's a big-time shortage of truck drivers in the United States, with companies like Amazon and Walmart shipping more and more stuff across the country. About 51,000 additional drivers are needed, according to the American Trucking Associations. Because of the shortage, some deliveries are being delayed, and things we buy may start to cost more, and trade groups say the problem is going to get worse. The U.S. has been facing a driver shortage for years. It seems particularly bad right now, so what's going on? Heather Long is the economics correspondent for The Washington Post. Heather, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be here.
Well, help us understand the scope of this driver shortage problem. How short are we? How big a deal is it?
Well, it's a huge deal, and you hit the nail on the head. It's probably going to end up costing all of us more because various companies, whether it's an Amazon or a Walmart, or whether it's a company like a Black & Decker or a General Mills with the cereals, they're struggling to get their products on trucks. There just aren't enough of them right now in the U.S., and so it costs more to move those goods. Prices are shooting up, and they're passing those. They're not going to be benevolent people who just accept that profit hit. They're going to pass those costs on to you, me, and all of your listeners.
Is the problem here that fewer people are going into trucking, or maybe more are leaving trucking, or that there's so much more demand, even with a stable supply of truckers, it's not keeping up?
It's a combination of both of those things. So the average age in the trucking industry is getting older. It's around 50 now, so not as many young people are coming into the business as before. The other big critical thing is pay isn't always great in the industry, particularly when you start out. You usually start out around $40,000 a year for your first year or two. And once you build up a good, clean driving record in the trucking industry, then you can start to command really high salaries. Some people I spoke with, are making more like $80,000 to $100,000. But, it takes a while to get there. It's a long haul, pun intended. And the third thing that's different this particular year is we've got, obviously, a really strong economy, so that means more stuff we want to put on trucks. We've got the Amazon effect, more people ordering stuff online. That's got to go on trucks. And the third thing that's different this year is in December, the government implemented an electronic logging device for trucking. And that means no trucker can drive more than 11 hours straight. Then they have to take a 10-hour break. Now, that's a good thing. We don't want truckers driving 24 hours a day. That's not safe if they fall asleep behind the wheel. But that means you can't just call up a driver and say, hey, drive a couple more hours for me tonight to get those goods delivered.
Heather Long is an economics correspondent at the Washington Post reporting on a shortage of truckers in the United States. Heather, you did call up a handful of truckers, a bunch of them around the country, just to get their take on what the job was like, the pros and definitely the cons. What kind of things did you hear from people?
Well, as you might imagine, I heard a lot from a lot of the truckers saying, look, this is a tough job, and only half of them would recommend it to their friends or family. Several of them said, no way do I want my son or my daughter involved in this industry. And the reason is, you spend a lot of time on your own going around the country, and that sounds romantic. Oh, I get to see America, but that means you don't get to see family and friends for weeks, sometimes months at a time, particularly in the early years when you're kind of at the mercy of companies and they can send you anywhere. So I've had a lot of people tell me their relationships broke up. They blame their divorces on trucking because they're just never home. They miss a lot of their kids growing up, kids events. So that's tough. Also, it's physically draining. A lot of truckers complain, when you're sitting there for 11 hours a day in that truck compartment, you sometimes get back problems. You're not exercising a lot. One female truck driver told me she gained 60 pounds the first year. So we're talking about a tough job. And in the early years, you're not going to get paid a whole lot.
Yeah, we heard from Jacqueline on Facebook who writes, I'm a truck driver, 14-hour days for $15 an hour, sleeping and living in a space smaller than most bathrooms for weeks on end, lousy food, no parking space at the end of the day, low pay, no idle laws that make you sleep in a hot truck with no air conditioning. Yep, great job. She's doing it, but not loving it. Is that the kind of thing you heard from other drivers?
Definitely. She summed it up perfectly, I think. I will say the half of the drivers who did recommend the job, and one of them I think we're going to talk to later, who's from Wisconsin, Daniel, they said, look, it's not the perfect job. It's not for everyone. But it is still one of the best jobs you can get with no college education, so only a high school degree. And then to get to become a long-haul trucker, you need something called a CDL, a commercial driving license. And you can get that with a 5-week course in the United States. So it doesn't take a lot of training to become a truck driver.
We also heard from Tom on Facebook, who writes, haven't we been told that this is one of those jobs that will be done by computers? Can you blame workers for looking elsewhere? And yeah, Heather, we hear about efforts to create these self-driving trucks. That's not right on the horizon yet, but is that impacting the job market?
I think it's a really, really good point, and I discuss this with a lot of people in the trucking industry. Here's what most people in trucking will tell you. Yes, they're coming. Yes, it's having an impact on hiring. That's one of the reasons some younger people don't want to get into it. However, almost nobody thinks that we're going to have self-driving trucks on the road in the United States in the next 10 to 15 years. We have to get self-driving cars right first, and everybody who's been reading the headlines knows there's been incidences with those. And think about it. It's even more complicated to do a self-driving truck. It's a lot heavier. It's a lot bigger. You have to get, you know, it could kill a lot more people if something goes wrong. So that's still pretty far off.
I want to get more into the economic impact of all of this. You mentioned that, you know, if trucks aren't getting goods to places, costs are going up for shipping. If you pay drivers more to ship stuff, well, that's going to drive the cost of goods up. It could, at least some of the experts you talk to, actually drive inflation here in the United States. It could be that big a deal.
Yeah, it could definitely be that big a deal. Particularly this spring, we saw both freight costs go up because we have this truck driving shortage, and we saw fuel prices go up. So you put that together, and that's a lot of expense that's going on in that industry. Walmart, in their recent earnings call, called it their primary headwind. This is their primary problem that they're dealing with right now, is this rising freight cost. And they were one of many companies that were talking about this. So, yeah, I think there could be a real potential economic impact. I've been joking to my friends, only half joking, that if you plan to buy some holiday gifts for Christmas or Hanukkah, I'd buy them now, because if you think there's a shipping problem now, wait till October, November, December.
Talking to Heather Long about America's massive truck driver shortage. She's an economics correspondent for the Washington Post. According to the American Trucking Associations, there would need to be 51,000 extra drivers to meet demand as companies ship more and more goods across the country. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you now, or have you ever been, a truck driver yourself? What do you like? What do you dislike about the job? Would you recommend it to someone else? Do you have questions for our guest about her reporting on this? Call in now at 800-642-1234. Also, if you are in a business that involves paying people to drive stuff for you, are you feeling this impact, having a harder time getting space, having a harder time paying for it? 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up our conversation and talk to one of the Wisconsin drivers that Heather talked to for her piece. That's coming up on Central Time. We continue our conversation about America's truck driver shortage. It's causing deliveries to be delayed and could make things cost more for consumers. Trade groups say it's going to get worse. Heather Long is with us, economics correspondent for The Washington Post, and you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your experiences as a driver. Is it a job you would recommend if you've done it? Have you thought about going into truck driving? Are you getting that CDL right now? If you own a business, is this affecting you? Call 800-642-1234. We have Dan Golnick on the line with us, a driver from Melrose near La Crosse, and Dan was featured in Heather's story about the shortage of drivers in the United States. Dan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
So what do you like about driving?
Honestly, a lot of it's the independence you get from it. This is one of the very few jobs you can do where if you do a long haul, you can spend 2 or 3 days. You don't have a boss looking over your shoulder. You get to see the country on somebody else's dime. I've driven 47 of the 48 lower states, and I didn't have to pay to see any of it.
And you've done long haul, and I understand now you're doing a different route, and you're able to be home every night and weekends. Is that right? And is that a nice change of pace for you?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm doing a local LTL or less than truckload hauling right now. I'm home every single night and have weekends off. It's a very nice change of pace. It's a lot slowed down from a over-the-road lifestyle. You get to kind of enjoy your time and your money you make more.
And what are some of the biggest challenges or downsides you've seen?
To trucking in general, it's honestly probably the loneliness and the fact that a lot of companies, trucking companies and customers, don't seem to treat drivers like they're humans anymore. A lot of us are told, you know, we cannot use customer bathrooms, we can't park there overnight, even if our clock is out of time. Or, you know, they have us sit in a dock for 5 hours when it's 100 degrees and tell us we can't run our air conditioning and have our motors running.
So, Dan, that said, do you recommend this job to other people?
I do. It's not for everybody. You need to be able to deal with yourself fairly well. But it's a good job. It pays fairly decent for no college education. I actually have recommended it to a few of my friends. They've taken it up and said that it's a fairly good job for them.
Dan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
So, Heather, we heard Dan there, and you'd talk to him for your piece. It's a good job for the right people, he says.
Yep. I think he sums up the pros and cons beautifully. He did that in our piece as well. I think, too, to pick up, he kind of got lucky. He's a good example of somebody who started by driving all across the country doing this really tough be away from friends and family for weeks, if not months at a time. And now he's sort of hit the jackpot in the sense of he has a job now where he's home every night, which is pretty rare in the trucking industry. But you know, if we could just find a way to do that more and more for people. The other thing I hear a lot that he, you know, he picked up on is a lot of people talk to me in the trucking business. They're frustrated that the logistics side of a lot of these Walmarts and Targets and other big companies just hasn't been figured out, and they end up what they call wasting a lot of time just sitting waiting for their trucks to get unloaded or loaded. So not only do we not have enough truckers, but we seem not to have enough people loading and unloading the trucks too.
Let's go to our callers now. We have Sarah on the line in Blue Mounds. Sarah, hi.
Hi. My question is whether or not addressing the safety concerns for women would maybe do a lot to ease the trucker shortage.
Is this something that, have you been a driver or thought about it yourself, Sarah?
I have thought about it in the past, but decided not to.
Because of concerns?
Yeah, safety concerns, yeah.
Sarah, thanks for the call. Heather, is the industry reaching out to women? Is this a common worry about safety, harassment, and other concerns for women in particular?
It's a great, great point that the caller made. You know, statistics, again, are hard to track, but most people say it's well under 10% are women in this industry. It's heavily male-dominated. There are safety concerns when you're alone, particularly at various, you know, various truck stops where over the years have been, I come from Pennsylvania in a big trucking area, you know, and there were reports over the years of human trafficking, of prostitution, of a lot of issues going on at truck stops. I'm not saying everybody, but, you know, there are some issues like that. Another concern when I talked to female truck drivers, I mentioned had featured one in my story, she told me, you know, you get treated like you're really dumb. You know, not only are you a truck driver and there's a perception from the general public that you're not well educated and that's why you're a truck driver, but within the industry, within your most of your almost all your bosses are male, almost all the people loading and unloading are male, and they treat you like you don't know what you're doing and sometimes ask you to do things that could be illegal or not right because they think you're not smart.
Thanks a lot for that call, Sarah. We'll go next to Ron with us in Whitewater. Ron, hi.
Hi. I started out driving a few years back over the road. I loved it. Then my son was born, and I was not going to be out on the road anymore. I came back, and the trucking industry kind of steps on their own feet, and that is most places that do local driving won't hire you unless you have 2 years' experience. Well, I didn't have 2 years' experience. And I believe that's because of insurance reasons. Larger companies that go over the road self-insure. And I was able to find a company local that does self-insure, and it's a concrete mixer that I drive now.
All right. Thanks a lot for sharing that story, Ron. Is this a common thing we've heard a couple times now, Heather? The over-the-road driver, maybe there's that change in their life, in particular with a new kid, and there's competition to get those local jobs that get you at home at night?
Yep, I think that's what I heard from numerous drivers, that the goal, the dream, is to do the over-the-road driving all over the country for just a couple of years and then be able to transition to that job that's going to have you home at least on the weekends, if not in the evenings. The other possibility that some people who've been in the industry for, say, over a decade, what they'll sometimes do is become an independent contractor where they own their own truck. That's a big expense. It's hard to do, but they buy their own truck, and then they you know, are basically self-employed running their own small trucking business, and that can sometimes be more lucrative for them.
Thanks for that call, Ron. We're talking to Heather Long from the Washington Post, looking at a shortage of truck drivers in the United States. Back to your calls now. Dennis is with us in Two Rivers. Dennis, hi.
Yeah. Another angle on this is, if I'm interpreting this correctly, is if people would shop in stores, we need fewer drivers, there'd be less pollution from all these big trucks, and there'd be less wear and tear on the roads.
Dennis, thanks for the call. So first of all, does it matter the truck has to get something to a store or to individuals? Does direct purchasing really mean more trucks, Heather?
It doesn't necessarily mean more trucks, but actually this is something that Daniel, who was just on the line, Daniel Golnick, the Wisconsin driver, stressed to me that he didn't say here, but I'll say for him, and that is he feels it means more delivery. So that probably is more use of gas, gotcha. More harm for the environment. So it's not that he's picking up more overall volume, but he's making a lot more starts and stops.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's not the one big stop at the one store. It's lots of little stops at different depots.
Yeah.
Got it. Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go next to Peter on the line in Friendship. Peter, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking me on. I drove a truck for 14 years, and I was out of it. I'm out of it for 11 years. But the point I was trying to make is, one, it's a good life if you're single. If you're married, don't do it, because I lost my family because of it. Two, some of the truck companies that I dealt with, the equipment was so bad that I get pulled over by the DOT, and I was held responsible for fixing the crap. And the other thing is, when you go to a warehouse, the people in the warehouse, they treat you like you're dirt, you're trash, you can't do anything. And like another caller had made a point, is I spent 14 hours sitting, waiting for a load that was supposed to have been there 8 hours ago.
Peter, thanks a lot for the call. A lot of the negatives there, Heather, and you've heard, I think, all of those points from other drivers, too.
Exactly, yeah. I would just add, he didn't talk about this, but I would just say that this point to stress on all this is, if we have such a crisis, we need so many more drivers, why isn't the pay going up? And that's really the big business and economic question. We're starting to see some dramatic rises. I did two stories on trucking. The other one talked about a woman in Minnesota who owns a trucking company who's given a 15% raise to her drivers and expects to give another 10% raise by the end of the year, because there's so much poaching between companies right now, particularly of experienced drivers. But, you know, if the work is this hard, we need this many people, it's kind of weird that pay isn't rising.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go next to Ralphie with us in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What did you want to bring up?
Hey, I wanted to say it's a kind of a different angle. I don't know if you really touched on this, but I was talking to a guy, folks on my Craigslist, and we were chit-chatting. He was a trucker. And on the south side of Milwaukee, and he was saying that, you know, a lot of millennials, and this problem, mostly young men, there's a few women, but it's like anything else, like with the building trades or whatever, it's not like a lot of young guys are 18, graduate, and say, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to do this, let's say, semi-dirty job and go drive a truck. Maybe when their dads or their grandpas were in the Teamsters in the 70s, it was strong, and they see it. Some of these negatives, you know, they all want to shop on Amazon on their app, but he was saying the big reason was you know, let's say three guys are 21 years old and they're living.
I'm going to jump in, Ralphie, because we're just about out of time. But Heather, are millennials helping kill trucking as people say they've killed so many other things?
Well, the statistics really point to they're not entering this field. And you could say it's low pay. You could say it's not a great job. But I think that caller hit it on the head. At the end of the day, millennials want to work in something that feels meaningful. And when they're being treated in a way that they're considered dumb or ignorant or lower class, who wants to do that? That's the, you know.
So the associations, trucking associations, as we wrap up, Heather, they're sounding the alarm here. Is there kind of an all-hands-on-deck effort to figure out how to bring more people into trucking?
Well, I'm actually flying Sunday to a trucking school in Ohio to answer that question. And I can tell you I was speaking with a man who's 90 years old and is trying to go to the trucking school because there's so much demand. So, you know, in that sense, it's all hands on deck. But it sure seems like the easiest thing to do would be to raise those wages.
Heather, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Good conversation, Rob.
We've been talking to Heather Long, economics correspondent for The Washington Post. We talked with her about America's truck driving shortage. She's been following this issue, talking to people in the industry, industry experts, and drivers themselves. You can follow her reporting at The Washington Post. And if you still have a story to tell, thanks for all your calls, by the way, you can still share your story. We've got a post up about this over at the Ideas Network Facebook page. Are you a driver? Did you used to be? Have you thought about it? Are you on your way to becoming one? What are your thoughts on the job? The upsides, the downsides, if you've done it yourself, is this something you would recommend to others? Would you want your kids to go into the profession? Let us know over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.